seems the first two readings are kind of right there. The first one of Amos is basically talking about the rich who have a lot in their wealth, yet they still put down the poor and needy and cheat them. And God sees them in disfavor for picking on the needy of the world. In our second reading with Timothy, it was all about prayer, that we must continually pray in our lives, and how important prayer is. However, when we get to the gospel, it's a totally different matter. Last time we were along, we was about Jesus saying, "Father will fight against brother, brother against sister," and it wasn't Jesus' words. And the words of Jesus in today's gospel are also misunderstood. That he's saying that it's okay for us to acknowledge the steward. He was pretty good at what he did. That's not what Jesus was saying. Although in my research I found out that the early Romans used those words of Jesus to put down the Christians, saying, "Look at how immoral these people are." It's a very controversial gospel. So I wanted to research this gospel. So I pulled out all my commentaries, all my reflections, wrote draft one, didn't like it, wrote draft two on Thursday, didn't like it, wrote draft three on Friday night, and didn't like it, it wasn't there. And Father was telling me, tell when it's not there, it's just not there. But I wanted to put in there quotes from Thomas Aquinas, from Augustine, from Raymond Brown, and I want to show you how smart I am that I know these theologians. So this morning I woke up, and last night my daughter-in-law called me, and I just said, "How's your homily coming?" I said, "I don't have one, and it's Friday night." But every time that happens to me overnight on Friday night into Saturday morning, the Holy Spirit comes to me, and all of a sudden in my dreams, my homily fills. I truly trust the Holy Spirit. But this morning when I woke up, nothing. "Holy Spirit, where are you? It's Saturday morning. I have to talk at 5 o'clock. Where are you? You let me down." But in the reflection books that I read every morning, there's one that I picked up this morning. In the beginning of September, at the state hospital, I opened up a pack of these books because I wanted to take one home, and I cut into it. And when I did that, I cut a page. And I didn't want to give this to somebody else. I destroyed that book, so it's my book to take home. So as I got to this book this morning, the torn page happens to be on Sunday, September 21st. It's ripped. And here's what the story says. It was Saturday, and I still had not selected a sermon, dog. These are not my words. I prayed for help for some sign, but I was nervous and preoccupied. I was still trying to organize my thoughts when my 8-year-old son, Manuel, approached me. The night before, I had been a bit harsh with him because of some mischief he had gotten into, so I stopped working on my sermon topic briefly to ask him for forgiveness. I continued talking to him for a few minutes about the forgiveness of God offers us. And while talking to Manuel, I mentioned that I was trying to write my sermon, but was not having much success, so he could see through my blind computer screen. Then I asked that he run along so I could get back to my work. Emmanuel fixed his eyes on me and asked, "Why don't you write about what you just told me?" And then he took off. God had answered my prayer. I have my sermon material and the title is God Forgives. This experience with my young son helped me because every more aware of my importance to children in the kingdom of God and the ways that God can speak to us through children. And the thought per day is God speaks to me through all the children, and I will listen. So I listened to the child. And what God told me this morning was, "You fool. You fool. I've given you gifts, which is what the gospel is all about, and talents. And everybody in this room has been given gifts and talents from God. you said, your gift is not Thomas Aquinas. Your gift is that you give homilies from your heart. That's your gift. So go back and rewrite your homily with that in mind, Deacon Tom, that you give homilies from the heart and the people can relate to your homilies. That's what the Holy Spirit told me this morning on September 20th in this book. Be humble with your gifts. So he challenges all of us to use our gifts in this world, especially in this world that we're in now. You may not think that you are good or great or wonderful, but each one of you have talents that you need to use, and you need to be prudent in those talents. And that's the message God gave to us today. Use your talents.